Now, what do you feel about Obama? Do you agree that he is a walk-in?
Well, if you call him a walk-in, now I have an interesting take on him. I know there's a lot of pro and con about him. I can just say I know for a fact, it's not only my sources say, but Andrew Bershago, he was part of Project Pegasus.
Yeah.
He was sent through time, project in the Secret Mars program. There's a whole story about, you know, when Obama's went by the name of Barry Sanato, according to Andrew Bershago, and I, my sources tell me it's true, that Obama was born into a CI family. And that one of his covers was being born in Kenya. He really wasn't born in Kenya, but that was a cover when he went on a few CIA operations to infiltrate a few extremist groups. And then he got out of it and did social work later. But a lot of people really, and then he hung out. See, as I said earlier, the whistleblowers are of many types. Those who go through whistleblowing, as we would define it in the typical sense of Edward Snowden, then there are those who wear double hats who some people get mixed readings about, because in order to do a sting operation, you have to confuse people.
Yes.
And even make some people think, oh, he's the dark side, but what, you know, we have to kind of go deeper into what is that person's energy. Before he was elected, there was a huge number of people very psychic tuning into his energy and feeling he was of the light. But then, because presidents are nothing but figureheads, mm-hmm. and because families are threatened with torture and death if they don't go along with an agenda, and, according to my sources, he has had contact. You know, I have to be careful what I say a little bit, because, you know, there's just, things are getting really close, and I can just say to you that on a public level, he has to play out a certain role, as does Putin.
Mm-hmm.
But when he and Putin met, what occurred on a secret level versus what they were doing egoistically on a public level, it's quite opposite. And that people like Edward Snowden, who was at a meeting there, let's just say there's a lot going on that the average person has no knowledge of. And in order to have a sting operation occur, you have to make people convince them of certain things opposite than what's really happening,
yeah,
and
yeah.
vice versa. So a lot of people that... 3 years, in a political sense, some people think, who thought, oh, because somebody's in a particular political party, and to me, it has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat. Who are they? Whether it's the Bushes or the Clintons, they're all corrupt, okay? But then, when the sting operation would finally get close to finishing, you had to have somebody come in that would confuse a lot of people, who would wear two hats, and, oh, he's dark or he's light, and people get their buttons pushed because of a political orientation. I'm looking to where they are on an energetic level, having talked to numerous whistleblowers or people who are in the dark side, who retain whistleblowers, who were hired beings infiltrated to the dark side. Wouldn't that also be possible up to the level of the president? Now, up to now, none of them have really, other than President Kennedy, who was of the light. And they warned him not to be in Dallas that day, but you can't force somebody not to be somewhere. I just feel my perception about Obama is he's waiting in the wings until the right moment. And one of the first things he's probably going to do is the announcement about the new economic system, because they have to officially announce it. Of course, they may put a little spin on it and try to explain a little differently, but my intel sources seem to imply that there's going to be some kind of announcement here shortly, because, if they don't reevaluate, the whole system is going to collapse. There's just no two values about it. And one of the people I respect is Lindsey Williams, who, while he's been wrong maybe a few times, most of the time he's been right on. Everything his power elite friends tell him, he's a minister that was up in the oil pipeline in Alaska 40 years ago, and he befriended some of the power elite, and they've shared stuff with him, and he's been most of the time pretty right. And he said in December 4th in an interview that in the next few months before April 1st, the system has to change over. Well, here we are almost coming up to the middle of March. Then we have Courtney Brown, who's a remote viewer, originally
yeah.
in February. But now he says this month, after the 15th, something so dramatic is going to happen. And I'm thinking to myself, it's going to affect the human race. What would that be but a change of our economic system, would
exactly.
suddenly bring millions of people who've invested in the dinar or whatever, suddenly have all this abundance that would psychologically change their, I don't know. I don't know when, it's like cosmic top secret. It's going to happen to throw off the last of the cabal. I mean, really looking at it, we want it to be as smooth as possible. So if it takes a little longer to get rid of every single one of the cabal, I'm willing to wait a little bit longer. I know people are suffering and there's things I'd like to do and there's limitations and stuff. But It's like you get the genie out of the bottle, you're not going to get her back in. There's no way. You do it once right, and that's it. So